This is WLRN News. I'm Jessica Bakeman. Transgender men who still have the reproductive organs they were born with face increased risks of cervical cancer, according to the World Health Organization. Transgender women could also be at risk of breast cancer if they use hormones. And transgender people aren't getting screened for these cancers often enough. Also, cancer is one of the leading causes of death among Latinos, so Latino transgender people are especially vulnerable. Scientists at Florida International University and two other colleges were recently awarded a $400,000 grant from the National Institutes of Health to study the barriers that keep Latino transgender people from getting tested for cancer. I spoke with one of the lead researchers, Alixida Ramos. She's a professor at the Ponce Health Sciences University in Puerto Rico. So the study focuses on the transgender communities both in Miami and San Juan. Why those two locations?
There's a lot of Latino population in both of those places. And the statistics identify Puerto Rico and Florida as the places where there's a lot of morbidity and mortality related to cancer among the Latino population.
So is there data currently available about transgender people and their cancer rates?
There are no specific data or statistics about how much risk they are in. However, they have low screening rates that's been documented, and the hormone use may be associated with cancer risk. The risk among this population could be high, but it has not been documented.
Why? Why isn't there more information already on this?
Because this is not necessarily a priority. The focus has always been on stigma reduction, on gender-affirming care, meaning using of hormones and bodily modification, and also the prevention of HIV and sexually transmitted disease. So cancer has not been a priority till now. The research team that got this grant, we've been working with the transgender community since 2004. So we're planning on conducting interviews with Latino transgender in Puerto Rico and in Florida.
What kinds of questions are you going to ask them?
We're going to gather information about their hormone use, currently and past experiences with healthcare professionals. And we are going to also explore if some cultural factors may be affecting how they go and seek care.
So do we know anything yet about why transgender men have higher risks of breast and cervical cancer?
Well, what we know is that the high use of testosterone can increase the risk for cervical cancer. And if the transgender man hasn't had the double mastectomy or the hysterectomy, they need to go to the gynecologist and have the pap screens. And that is not happening regularly. Going to the gynecologist has always been associated with women's health. And so we need to change that, because there's people that identify as men but still have the genitalia and the reproductive organs typically associated to women's health. So the campaigns for cancer prevention and regular pap screens are not reaching this community.
And when you were talking about the potential for hormonal supplements to cause cancer, what do we know about that? And is it only testosterone or is it also estrogen that could cause cancer?
Since there's not a lot of studies with transgender population, what we know about the use of hormones, for example, for menopausal women, the combination of estrogen and progesterone, it's associated with an increased risk for breast cancer. And since most transgender women that are going through hormone use that combination of estrogen and progesterone, that means they're now in an increased risk for breast cancer.
That was Alixida Ramos, a professor at the Ponce Health Sciences University in Puerto Rico. She's one of the lead researchers on a study with FIU looking at how to get more transgender Latino people screened for breast and cervical cancer. This is WLRN News. I'm Jessica Bakeman.